episode 71 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
This is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so we got category K, Kill la Kill. It's an anime television series that came out in 2013. There's actually an OVA that I didn't see. I don't think you saw it either.
I did.
You did? I didn't watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, that's a funny story. I was having problems with the website we were watching.
I didn't have any issues.
So,
it's on Netflix though.
Is it?
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't see it, because I was just watching on Netflix and the OVA isn't there.
Oh, well, no, it wasn't on our normal thing either, but they have a sister site, apparently. That's connected.
Okay.
That had it on there, so I ended up watching it.
As far as I could tell, there's no manga for it, but yeah, I don't know. There's manga.
Yeah.
Huh. But it looks like the manga came out in 2013. I guess alongside with the anime, because that came out in 2013 too.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So maybe it was just like a dual release thing. They were like, all right, let's just make as much money as we can at once.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works.
The guys that made it are two different companies, blah, 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 or two different guys. Well, they also made Gurren Lagann in 2007. Gurren Lagann's a pretty popular anime that stylistically is very much the same.
Well, I recognize the name Trigger that was in there too.
Yeah, Studio.
Studio. That
was... But like, Gurren Lagann and this, stylistically, they look very the same.
Okay. The premise.
It's an odd premise. And you don't really... What's weird is you don't really figure out where the story's going till about halfway or a little more than halfway through the show. At first, the premise for the first half of the show is a girl trying to get revenge for her dad, and there's these weird clothing powers that they get. And we'll get into that in a bit. Trust me, we'll get into that. And, you know, she's at this, like, Nazi-type school, and she's just trying to... The leader of the student council is, like, the person who knows about it. Because she recognized her weapon.
Right.
Which is, again, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
It's a hard premise. So pretty much the first half of the first half of the show is her trying to get in contact with her and get the information that she wants out of her about her dead dad.
And it's pretty much a shonen where she has to go through and meet different kinds of enemies who are stronger than her.
Which is the whole student council.
Right.
Or different club members.
And the student council, for some reason, is in charge of the school and all kinds of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half happens.
And then the second half happens. Where the story for that is wildly different. It turns out the leader of the student council, the person she was trying to get information from, is actually a good guy, not a bad guy. We all thought she was a bad guy.
Yeah, well, she looked like a bad guy.
Yeah, they really played that up. And her mother is actually the bad guy, trying to overthrow humanity and kill them all and suck them up with these life fiber, which is pretty much a symbiote, right? Think Spider-Man.
I guess.
They're pretty much symbiotes. They come, they suck the life out of you. Kind of. You know, so they come, these life fibers is what they call them. They're pretty much fabric, but they're alive. And her goal, the girl's mother, is to help it take over humanity and kill everyone and then spread to other planets.
So...
And kill them and spread to more planets.
Yeah.
So the second half is them stopping her, essentially.
Yeah.
Eventually they become buddy-buddy, the two girls. You find out, spoiler, that they're sisters. I mean, that was kind of...
Oh, yeah.
I figured that out a few episodes in. I was like, oh, they're probably sisters.
Not me.
Yeah, I figured the girl probably wasn't a bad guy, that they're probably related.
I figured she was probably not a bad guy, but I was so distracted by everything else going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Dragon Ball Z ain't got shit on this as far as power levels. Like, really. So, like, in Dragon Ball Z, every season they're leading up to a transformation or something. Sometimes they'll have a mid-transformation halfway through, but this is, like, especially towards the end, every episode they're just power up stronger, power up stronger, power up stronger.
So...
And the nudity. Lots of titties.
But
there's no nipples. It's just, like, bare breasts flopping in the wind. Which at first it was like, oh, it's a bit much, but then eventually it's like, it's almost redeeming. It's kind of funny.
Well, that's what I was gonna get to. This show is silly and stupid, and once you get past that and just accept
it works for itself once you get past that. It takes a minute, though.
It takes a couple episodes, but once you just go in for the ride, it's actually a pretty fun ride.
Mm-hmm. It has a deeper story than it has any right to have. Because it's really flashy, and it's sexualized, and it's just weird at times.
Yeah, I mean...
But then the story is kind of there, too.
There's a story. They went all in on their premise. They've thought out this story from beginning to end, and they says, oh,
I don't think there's any loose ends or anything.
There's no loose ends. Well. It's written really well, and they just embrace, like, the tagline at the end is, like, we're all about nonsense, and that's what it is.
Definitely.
This is just nonsense from beginning to end, and they do it really well. This is the first anime that had that comedy tag that was...
That kind of worked.
That kind
of
worked.
I'll say that a lot of the jokes and a lot of the comedy didn't land, but like you were saying, once you get used to it, it's got this charm to it that you might not laugh, but you're not really all that mad
at. Yeah, like, they have Sailor Moon transformations.
Oh, Christ.
And the girls are, like, naked in these transformations. Like,
and their tits are flopping.
And yeah, like, ridiculous.
God. Like a dog's mouth when they're hanging out the side of a car.
Right. And like you said, when you first watch it, it's like, what is going on here? But after the 100th time, it's like, okay, this is just how this is.
And to be fair, it's not just sexualization of the women. The men are naked a lot too.
Oh, this is both sides. Like, there's a whole, the whole anti...
Nudist beach.
Yeah, there's a whole...
There's organization called Nudist Beach that her father, who's killed, created to overthrow the mother of the, you know, the life fibers.
And to their credit, the only nudists they show were men. They didn't show any of female nudists, really.
Yeah, it was just other, like, other people in the show joined up or lost their clothes one way or another and had to put on their straps.
So one of them's undercover at the school.
He's undercover as a teacher.
Yeah, and he's dressed, but when he's alone with the main character, his clothes slowly...
He slicks his hair back, takes his glasses off.
And his clothes...
just sort of fall off, his pants unbutton and slide down.
It's ridiculous.
And about halfway through the show, he outs himself essentially, and he's just naked all the time because he's the leader of Nudist Beach. And his nipples are constantly glowing.
Glowing, yeah.
And he's got this weird strap, like a Batman belt on. Uh-huh. But that's it, that's all he's wearing. And it's got this, like, compartment, I guess, right, in front of his crotch.
Like
and
a pouch.
And the tip of it is glowing. And like his
nipples. Yeah, like it's a star or something there. God. It's so ridiculous. It's like, every time I see it, and I'm like, I want to be like, this is stupid, but you admire their commitment to their...
They're
to,
all in, like you said, yeah, they're all in.
It's like, wow, and it's backed up by an actual pretty, like you said, a pretty deep story, where the girl who has her weapons, a half a pair of scissors.
Because the half pair of scissors, it's like a sword pretty much, right, but it was stuck in her dad and she found him dead.
You're right.
Or dying.
And then she goes to the school, which I don't even know how to explain.
They opened the entire show talking about Nazis.
Yeah.
And the socialist party that they were in Germany, whatever, in Germany. Mm-hmm. And then they never talked about Nazis again.
No, they did.
Did they?
Every time they went to that classroom and the teacher's teaching, they talk about Nazis.
Is that...
Yeah, that was the joke. Every single time they went to there, and he's on the top where he says, Nazi Germany, and this and this and this. So every time.
But it sort of makes sense because the whole school is the structure of it.
Yeah.
The infrastructure of it could be something they would have
created. The whole city is basically run by the school. Depending on what rank the students is, the whole family is in
a different district.
So, like, I think it's numbered from 1 to 4 or some shit.
1 to 3, I think.
1 to 3. And if you don't have 1 to 3 stars, if you have no stars, you live in slums.
Yeah.
You're poor. And then 1, you're in a condominium. And then as you get up, you get to be in a mansion and stuff like that. But the whole
school, this whole episode all about
which was funny because usually something like that goes over the course of several episodes. Mm-hmm. And this one was just all one episode.
Well, that, and what was nice about it was, something like that's usually, if it's a single episode, something like that's usually a throwaway episode.
Yeah.
It might not be filler, but it's not really a part of the story. They actually reference it later on.
Well, yeah, definitely.
So it definitely was a part of the story, and it did have impact.
Every episode mattered in some shape, way, or form.
The only thing I don't think mattered was at one point, their teacher, the guy with the nipples, he got this bullet at one point. I don't think he ever used that. He didn't need it that episode, he figured out, but like, they never brought that bullet back.
Yeah, that bullet never did come back.
So that maybe, that's not a loose end necessarily, but like, you think they would have used it later on.
Yeah, or unless they did and we just didn't catch it.
I think they
because, you're probably right, they didn't, but it's possible they miss it because this show goes like 50 miles an hour from start to finish.
It is going. It is just 100%.
Right. And there's like, times where it looks like it's drawn bad, but then the way it's how fast paced it is.
Yeah, and the way they do some of the animation, even though it looks dated, it clearly is.
No, it looks really good in certain sections of this.
It's very much a stylistic choice.
And it's very strange what they went for, but that's pretty much the whole premise of the show. It's strange. So anyway, the girl shows up with her half pair of scissors, gets her ass kicked.
Yeah, she doesn't have her.
So she goes home, which was burnt down, and finds owns a sentient Sailor
outfit. It's a symbiote, pretty much. It doesn't awaken until she bleeds on it.
Right. But it's not a symbiote in it's a black blob. No, it's like a...
Yeah, it's a sailor's outfit.
It's a sailor's outfit with eyes and a mouth that talks.
But it's a super skimpy one. Like, if it was a full-on sailor's outfit, it kind of works for the way they go to school, their uniforms. But because it's super skimpy, obviously not.
There's not much in a way of conservative outfits in this show.
Oh, no.
So, it's not... So, that was an intentional design choice, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, so she wears it, but when she activates it, it turns into, like, a...
A thong?
Super mini skirt, but she's got a thong on, and you see a lot.
Yeah.
And nothing in the midsection to the breasts, and then, like, shoulder pads.
But
to
be fair to that transformation and the skimpiness, there is a storyline reason for
it. Oh, my God. There is. The first, I would say, like, I think 4 or 5 episodes is her being strong in the suit, but not accepting her nudity.
Yeah.
And showing skin. Right. And when she accepts it, she, like, jumps up a power level. No.
And even there's, like, an reason for why it's like that, because the symbiote thing feeds off of
the blood,
the energy and stuff, so the less skin it has contact with, the less damage it does to its host. Mm-hmm. So that's why everything's hanging out, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird little plot line there. Like, you have to embrace being
nude. Yeah. And then the main antagonist, the other girl, the leader of the school, the student council, gets her own symbiote suit.
Yeah, much later on, but yeah.
And accepts it immediately.
Well, she sort of, like, overrides it.
No, but
she's I'll force you to bend my will.
She does, but she doesn't have that same...
Yeah, hers doesn't talk, like...
It doesn't talk or anything like that, but what I'm getting at is that she looks like this conservative kind of girl, but no, she's her.
She doesn't have the issue.
She doesn't have the, you know, modesty issue that the
other... Well, they actually say, I don't know if they say specifically that, but they do say things she says repeatedly. She'll do whatever it takes for power and all that. So it's not even a thought in her head. Just whatever. I gotta
But even someone like that might get embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. You're naked, of course.
Right, like that, but they, no, not like this. She's just, I don't care how skimpy I look. And throughout, they're, like, calling, like, the main character in a, why are you dressed like a hooker and stuff like that.
They're all naked. Everyone's half fucking naked. So, it's ridiculous. They keep saying that to the main character.
Right. The only one that's conservatively dressed is the friend.
Yeah. And then, I mean, she's about halfway through the show, she starts getting naked a lot, too.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Yeah, she
has a basic schoolgirl outfit. But that's the whole, her whole family's just nuts. Super energetic. Her father and brother are perverts.
You all, of course, anime.
Yeah, I mean, but, like...
Trying to, you know, catch glimpses at the character because she's sleeping there.
We get introduced to the father with her, the girl being unconscious, and him in his boxers over top of her, breathing heavily.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
It's
under the student council president, the girl, lady something. But there's the Elite Four.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's the Elite Four. All right.
They all got their own little things, but the big guy, I forget his name, but he's
the disciplinary leader. Yes.
His suit was hilarious because up until this point, when he actually turned his suit on and fought her, he was just like a strong, muscular guy that protected his you know, the president.
He was the shield of the president.
Yeah, and up until then, he turns it on, and he's got his suit, and they're hitting him. A bunch of enemies are attacking him, and he's like, "Yes, hurt me more." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "I've been a bad boy." I'm like, "Jesus Christ." And at the whole scene, you're not really looking at him. You're looking at his shadow. And his shadow looks like a mangled penis that's getting bigger. And he climaxes and his power explodes and kills his enemies. I should have expected that.
Yeah, but
I didn't. And it was hilarious.
I guess we should explain. So the student council's creating these outfits that give superpowers, essentially.
Yes. And they're ranked 1-star to 2-star to 3-star.
Yes. And like each one has, like, each person who wears it gets a different power, like the tennis person.
2-star and up. 1-stars are just, they just make you strong.
Right,
fast.
Right. They make you strong fast. But 2-stars and up, you get certain powers. Like this tennis club president has 1,000 tennis balls in the boxer.
Has boxing gloves
and super, like, metal boxing gloves and stuff like that.
But the 3-stars get, like, a whole outfit.
Right, they get a whole transformation.
Like,
scene.
It looks like the regular outfit, and then they transform.
And the first half of the show is just the main character pretty much using her scissor and her sentient suit to defeat these different
things. Yeah, all the different ones, trying to get stronger so she could go to the president, right, the lady, and, you know, get the information she wants out of her.
And then, along the way, there's little side jinks like we talked about. There's a whole commentary. We were discussing about social classes.
Yeah.
Where she was like, fine, I'm going to create my own club and be the president. and then says, that's too much work, so it makes her friend be the president. So she works her way up and gets to be a 3-star, and they're all rich and stuff, mm-hmm, but they lose that family connection. And
what's funny is, at the 1-star level, it seemed like the perfect balance.
Yeah.
They had just enough social status where they were still happy, they got food and everything, but anything above the 1-star, the disconnect was terrible. Right. They stopped being good family members.
We didn't explain that, so, yeah. The main character is pretty much orphaned.
Yeah, when her dad's dead. She never knew her mom.
And so she goes to the school, and then the best friend, Monoko, I think is her name, because they say that name a lot. And she just comes out of nowhere, and she's super hyper and jumps on her and says, we're best friends now. And then they're best friends because they essentially adopt her.
Yeah, the family essentially adopts her.
Yeah, and they live in this little tiny shack.
Back alley doctor.
Yeah, the dad's a back alley doctor. He's I think his claim to fame is he killed more people than he's actually saved. But yes. So they live in this little shack. The mom's a really nice, mom.
Makes food. The first episode, the food had, like, maggots and shit in it.
Yeah.
But every episode after that, the food was fantastic.
Well, I think they even said that food was... The thing with her food is she makes these things with ingredients inside. And every time it's a different ingredient. It's mystery ingredients. Mm-hmm. So I think that...
What was interesting about that first scene when they were eating her food and you could see the maggots that were in the food, or worms, or whatever it was there was a trash can in the background. And in the trash can was, like, good food. It was, like, chicken legs.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, like, fried chicken legs just in the trash can.
Huh.
And but what they're eating is, like, worms and shit. It was just a weird little thing.
Right. And they have a dog.
Yeah, a little pug.
Yeah. So, I bring this up because there's an episode, another hijinks episode, before everything goes super insane. Because it's insane in the beginning, but the second half of the show goes super insane. Like...
like I said, Dragon Ball Z power levels, like, cranked up to 11.
Yeah, but even storyline-wise, it just goes super insane. But, like, there's an episode where everyone wakes up early, and they have to get to school.
Oh, right. And if you don't get to school on time, you're expelled, I think.
You're expelled. And then the disciplinary committee pretty much set traps throughout the entire town, and kids are dying left and right and stuff.
Yeah, they're not afraid to kill people. They're just afraid to kill the main characters and everyone associated with the main characters.
Yeah, so yeah, there's corpses abound in this show. But, like, so they're going through, but she doesn't have her outfit.
Oh, yeah, she didn't have her outfit. She was in pajamas.
And her pajamas because the mom decided to do laundry that day.
And plot, I mean.
Well, yeah, I know.
Would have been easy if she had her outfit.
Yeah, laundry that day. So they're going through this insane, stupid obstacle course, mm-hmm, I guess is what we're going through. So the dad, the brother, and the dog have to get her outfit. And
yeah,
so they're like, chasing them. And they do the same joke 3 times throughout this.
Did they?
Yeah. So they're driving the car. They crash. The father hits the post, and he pretends he's dying and says, take this, because they met that other girl along the way who had a broken arm. Who was
She
and
was, like, undercover.
And every time, they made sure that just as they were about to get her their outfit, she pulled down her pants, her other shoots, and so the perverts bleed, crash, and die. Every time. So the dad, the brother, and then they did it to the dog at the end. So that's why I wanted to bring it up. So even the dog's a pervert in this.
Good for him.
So, yeah, but that's pretty much the first half of it.
That's the first half.
I mean,
second half, I don't know if we could piece that together, but essentially.
So, let's start here. About 2 million years ago, clothing came to the Earth and it sparked evolution in humanity.
Yeah. I guess that's a good place to put it.
So that they would wear clothing.
Like, they made us, they triggered our evolution.
Right. There's this, I forget what it's called, the big center of it all.
Oh, the primordial...
The primordial life fire.
Or whatever.
The primordial life fire. So he has agents, and the main agent is the mother of the main protagonist in this. And her goal is to have everybody in the world wear her brand of clothing that has life fibers in it. Mm. And when she accomplishes that, she presses a button or something, or does a signal.
And it activates the clothing around the world on every single human being.
And they get wrapped up in the cocoon and turn into giant suits.
And then they would shoot up,
right,
create a web of threads around the entire Earth.
So the clothing's wearing the people, not the other way around. The goal is pretty much to put a giant sweater around the planet.
Yes.
Suck everything out of it, destroy it, and scatter
across the universe and get other planets.
And build other planets. Now, I explained that like that's the most normal thing in the world.
That is not how it's explained in the show.
No, there's a whole war going on in Japan where the girls taking over other high schools.
Yeah, there's a couple episodes of that. But it's just a ploy.
Yeah, that's just a ploy. And it's like, there is like one school that has mystics that come to summon up.
Like mad. But it wasn't really magic, it was something with magnetic fields or something like that.
I don't know, they came up with some science mumbly jumbo or whatever. And then the other school had the American football teams.
Yep.
That came from
they
America.
They used stakes
to
stop their attacks.
Yeah. And the other one had this gangster guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's just... and he's,
none of them were really important.
No. But, so she's taking over each of the three schools so she can have an army to go up against her mother, essentially.
Make sure the army's strong enough. She also wanted to test out Nudist Beach to see if they were strong enough to be her allies. And the whole time you find out that she's been testing the main character to make sure she's strong enough to be her ally.
Right.
And a little more than halfway through the show, probably closer to the end, you find out that they're sisters, that they have the same mother.
Right. And then also, the main character's suit gets destroyed two or three times.
And they remake it.
So it's there's a lot of basic anime storytelling things masked with insanity. Like her pair of scissors, she has one half of the scissors. Her goal is to find the other half of the scissors who killed her father.
She actually found that out a little bit before halfway through, I think.
I think it was exactly halfway. Maybe when exactly she was fighting the Elite Four.
That's her sister, essentially.
Yeah. And no, the other, the person who killed her father was the Grand Coutier, who is made completely of life fibers.
Yeah, oh, was it?
Yeah. Okay. Because we find out that the main character also was experimented on as a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And that her mother tried to infuse her with life fibers inside her.
And succeeded, but the doctor that was doing it told her the baby died.
Yeah, but when they showed that flashback, we didn't know it was her, the main protagonist.
Yeah, we had no idea. They showed this like a few episodes before we found out it was the main character.
Yeah, and so
we thought it was just a baby that died.
Yeah, well, they showed that the baby died from the experiment, and then they just pushed a button and let it drop down
like into a trash.
It's like, okay.
And then a few episodes later, you find out the doctor that did that actually saved her and raised her as his daughter.
I bring that up because this show is dark.
Yeah, it is really dark at certain points. When I watch it, I'm like, they just showed it. I mean, it's a cartoon, but they just showed a dead baby on screen. Yeah. Like, Christ. You say that, you don't have to show a dead baby.
it was like first or second episode where they literally kill a character, and then they, at the entrance, she's hanging from the entrance completely naked, just dead. Mm-hmm. So this show gets, it's extremely insane, extremely dark, and extreme.
Extreme in every way. It's kind of good, though.
It's kind of really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but I'll probably end up watching the OVA now that I know there is one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. It's exhausting to watch.
The OVA?
No.
The whole show?
The series.
Yeah, it is a little exhausting.
So, like, I really liked
it. It's a little high intensity the whole time.
Yeah, I really liked it, but I'm like, come on. Jeez, give me a break here.
They could have shortened it.
I mean, in the end, they end up in space.
Of course, they're fighting in space.
I mean, it's like, she goes Super Saiyan at the end.
Yeah, she's got, like, pretty much yellow hair.
So it's like, okay.
She had to power up. She powered up. She pushed beyond her limits.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. I mean, we've been going on about this for 26 minutes now, and I don't think we properly explained what the show is.
No, it's, it's a review. It's not really a step-by-step.
Right, no, because even if you went step-by-step, I don't think you could...
Yeah, you'd have to watch the anime and pause it every 10 seconds.
Right, and I actually think you should go watch it.
It's watchable. It's a good anime.
I think you should watch it. I just don't think it's one of those ones you go back to.
Yeah, once you watch it, there's no way I'm watching this again.
Right, but it was fun.
It was interesting.
I admired their...
The nudity was there. There's a lot of it.
I admire the gung-ho of just going all in with this crazy alien clothing storyline that, you know, that should not work. This story should not have worked.
It shouldn't have, but it did.
Yeah, so, I mean... What are you giving it?
Oh, man. More in the middle of the road.
I got probably a seven. Yeah. I got to go with seven. I mean,
it was enjoyable. I didn't want to turn it off, per se.
No.
I didn't really want to turn it on either.
Right. Yeah.
So I knew when I started watching, I'm going for like three episodes.
Yeah, that was that thing. Because it was like, yeah, I don't. Do I want to invest this much time into this right now? No. Like, when we watched the first episode together and we're looking at each other, this is not going to be...
Oh, yeah. It felt like it was going to be terrible.
Yeah, we were like...
Surprisingly not. No. But it took, I think, until like episode 7 or 8 before I was like, right. Okay, I'm kind of on board
now. It wins you over. It beats you down, essentially. It does.
It grinds you into the ground until and then you like it.
It grinds you... It does. It's like, you're going to like us eventually. You're going to, no matter what you think. And it does.
Yeah,
it
worked. Well, what else was, okay.
Kwikaze.
Kwikaze, and what else?
Fleet Girls.
This Fleet Girls Kwikaze.
Yeah, I have to. Even though I will say Kwikaze was technically, on a technical level, better than Fleet Girls. On a technical level, on a storyline level, better than Fleet Girls. But just from a morality and a...
Yeah.
And a, you know...
Not being a skeezy scumbag.
Yeah. Just on that level, you can't... Even though I think I probably gave Kwikaze a better rating.
Yeah, you did.
Right, well...
I understand why.
Right. But, you know... But yeah, I mean, this was... I mean, there is a giant gap between those other two animes and this one. Like, a 5-point difference. Oh, yeah. So, it wasn't even a competition. Like, mm-hmm. Usually when we go through this, it's... They're all in the same kind of range category sometimes.
Once in a while, we're just like, all right, and we know which one's the...
Yeah, so... All right. Yeah, I think
let's spin the wheel
I think we're done with this one because, I mean, this is a longer episode than we've done in a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
But even with that, there's still... It's hard to explain that...
It's just so outrageous.
Yeah. All right.
If we tried to go step by step, we would miss so many things.
Yeah.
You really can't.
It's definitely an anime you need to watch.
So we gave you the general feels, the first half, right. The second half, general plot lines.
Yeah. You're just going to need to go watch it, and I suggest you do.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to spin for L and see what crappy anime we get.
Let's see. There's a lot of L. Yeah. Not like an abundance, but there is a
good not L. As much as T, but...
Levius?
Probably a lot of Levius. Alright, we got Levius.
Let's see what we're dealing with.
Yeah, because we've been doing this a lot recently going into it, but 12 episodes.
I could deal with 12 episodes.
But we've been doing...
Martial arts? Mecha.
Oh, God.
I know what I'm talking about. I'm liking it.
Oh, God. But we've been doing it this way because we don't never know if something's still ongoing or nothing. That's why we've
So there's been a couple times where we clicked on it and it was like 8 episodes or it was a single episode.
Right.
And it really wasn't something that needed to be watched.
Yeah, so that's why we've been doing this. All right, so...
As society rises from the ashes of war, cybernetically augmented arena fighters battle for fame and fortune.
God.
Or die trying. It's the 19th century and the world has entered the era of rebirth. Recovering from the devastating flames of war, the sport of mechanical martial arts has galvanized the nations.
Okay.
There's a little more to it, but that's enough.
What is Senen?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've seen it plenty of times.
Well, why don't you look it up while we're here?
Just copy it.
We're gonna look up what Senen is real quick so that we can... Why are you copying? Just paste. Paste and go. No. Cut that. So now it's that.
Stop it.
You have to copy the word.
I did.
But you cut that up there. No, you don't. You obviously don't know how the computer works. Now paste and go.
I'm left-handed. I'm using my right hand right now.
Ugh.
Senen. Japanese for young men or young men. Pronounce...
It's
a demographic designated of anime. Anyway, it's for young men.
It's for men 18 to 40, apparently.
18 to 40, wow.
Yeah, that's the targeted. That's the base.
Not young men. 40-year-olds is not f***ing young.
No, but that is the targeted.
I would say young men would be like 14 to 25 would make sense.
Yeah, but as far as demographics go, 18 to 40 is the main demographic people, like shows and stuff go for. Well, not shows. It's, I don't know. I forget what it is, but it makes sense demographically. Wise.
Levius.
Alright, yeah, next I guess episode. That's what we're watching next episode.
See you guys.
Bye.